Colorado Democrats have introduced a bill which would require age verification at the operating system level for all operating systems, which would include Linux, macOS, Windows, FreeBSD, Haiku, FreeDOS, everything. If it's an operating system, it would require it. I've read through this bill known as the Age Attestation on Computing Devices Bill, or SB26-051, and it is absolutely preposterous. It would apply to all operating systems, open source or proprietary, so yeah, Linux is involved, require the operating system to set a user's age upon account creation and store that age within the system, along with some mechanism for verifying that, which is undefined. Require the OS to provide an API, right, a programmer's interface, for application developers to request an age or an age bracket for the user, and institutes a up to $7,500 fine per violation for intentional violation of the bill, which would include refusing to implement the age verification API. So, for example, if Ubuntu Linux gets downloaded 100,000 times, or let's say 1,000,000 times, and it does not, it knowingly, intentionally violates this bill, that would be 1,000,000 times 7,500. You do the math and determine how quickly Ubuntu's creator Canonical goes out of business. Now, this version of the bill does not indicate specifically how the age of the user would be verified outside of a good faith declaration of age, like saying, yeah, I'm 21, and then leaving it at that. The language is currently very vague inside the bill and is really open to wide interpretation. If the bill left it at a good faith declaration and that's where it stopped, that would be one thing, but it opened it up to wide interpretation, which means that people could be forced to do some pretty gnarly age and identity verification within the operating system level. Beyond that, it's also horrific that operating system developers would be forced to do this, not choose to do this, right? They're not, this isn't something that would be an optional parental control feature. No, it would be forced on every operating system to implement this functionality, to support this functionality, and every user to have it. It is absolutely asinine. It's off the charts. The individuals who are sponsoring this bill are Matt Ball, a Colorado state senator, and Amy Pascal, Colorado state representative. Both Democrats. Again, this is House State Bill 26051. Now, here's the thing. This is just a state bill. So many of you will be saying, well, it's not really enforceable then, right? Because it's just in the state of Colorado. However, this is very important to note that this would impact a huge number of corporations. To start with, both Apple and Microsoft have offices in the state of Colorado, which means that the state of Colorado could go after both Microsoft and Apple. The same is true with Google, with Chrome OS and the like. They could go after Google there. And on the Linux side of things, actually, there's an awful lot in Colorado that they could go after. System 76, the makers of Pop OS and System 76 hardware, they're based in Colorado, right? They're headquartered. They exist entirely in Colorado. IBM, and therefore Red Hat, has offices in Colorado, which means Red Hat and Fedora are culpable here. I mean, like, they could come after them easily. Canonical also has a presence in Colorado. You know who else is in Colorado? The FreeBSD Foundation. Yeah, that's the address for the FreeBSD Foundation is in, I believe, Denver, Colorado. So FreeBSD, Ubuntu, Fedora, Red Hat, Pop! OS, and that's just off the top of my head of the places of the Linux and open source operating systems that have a legal presence in the state of Colorado, where it would be very straightforward for the state of Colorado to sue them over failure to comply with the age verification measures. And it's very clear, very, very clear. If you do the math, I'm going to bring up the calculator here real quick here. Let's do the calculator here. Let's say 1 million times 7,500. Oh my gosh. That's $7.5 billion. And I'm laughing because it's so preposterous. It's utterly asinine that this is taking place. Now this is yet to pass, right? It hasn't yet gone up for a vote, but we're seeing these sorts of bills cropping up all over the place. I mean, age verification and identity verification bills are popping up in multiple states, for using a variety of different mechanisms. This one in particular is concerning because it's not many age. Many age verification laws are currently being focused on an individual service. Like, for example, if a website wants to, or online service wants to provide something that's adult only, then they have to provide some sort of age verification. Okay, there's concerns with that, right? We can raise some sort of concern around that. Fine. But at the very least, it's an isolated thing. Okay. I don't want to have my identity scanned by this one shady website. Well, I guess I won't go to that shady website anymore. It's at least isolated. This is forcing operating system developers to implement features and keep them in the OS. That is not cool. That is beyond not cool. That is saying that every computer user will then have to be subjected to this. And what's more, every developer, every corporation or project or foundation that develops an operating system now has to comply with this. And I just don't love that. Now, I don't mind if Ubuntu wants to add in age verification to their system. Okay. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about their implementation of it. We'll probably complain about it a little bit. But that's their decision. Having a state government force this upon them, that's not cool. That's not cool. I'm not a big fan of governments forcing operating system developers, to adopt specific features in specific ways, under threat of corporate ending fines. That to me is way, way too far. That's gone down a dangerous, dark, and awful road. And I don't like any piece of this. once again, submitted by Democrats Matt Ball and Amy Pascal, the state of Colorado. What's really interesting to me here is that some of the companies that would be the most dramatically impacted from this are extremely political corporations. I'm not going to point a lot of fingers at the moment, but I've done a lot of coverage here at the Lunduke Journal of some of these open source and Linux related companies and how their most prominent employees, and in some cases, the companies themselves, have made very extreme, pro DEI statements and very, pro Democrat statements and the like, over the years. And I find it funny that, not haha funny, but like weird funny, how now they're put in a position where they're going to need to defend themselves against the people that they've been promoting. That's, there's a lot of words I could use to describe that. I'm just going to go ahead and let it sit out there on the table for everyone else to discern for themselves. But here we are. I'll keep following the bill. I mean, we can hope that it gets shot down. We can hope that they decide, hey, we're not going to go down this road, and that that sanity will prevail. But let's be honest, it's Colorado. It could absolutely happen. We could also see a lot of companies leave the state of Colorado for exactly this reason, because you don't want to open yourself up to that sort of liability. Another thing I wanted to mention here is, as I was posting this story, when did this come out here? I posted this on February 21st. So this story really hit about 2 days ago. I was posting this over on X, and a lot of people are like, hey, but you know what? Open source, we can work around these sorts of issues. If, you know, Linux distributions start adding an age verification or age attestation or whatever into the system, we can work around it, right? And that's kind of true, except all of the vendors will be legally required to include it by default. So that means even a hobbyist, the way it is currently written, if you are a hobbyist developer and you decide to take Ubuntu and strip out the age verification features, assuming that this bill passes and Ubuntu implements it, and post it up on GitHub or wherever, you're culpable for this. Now, you may not live in the USA and you may not live in the state of Colorado, so them coming after you may not be too much of a concern. But the reality is the vast majority of corporations, foundations, and even individual developers and projects shipping and working on operating systems in general are in the USA. And a huge percentage of them have a presence in the state of Colorado, even if a small one, some of them entirely. So the number of systems that this is going to hit in a way that will be difficult to work around is actually pretty gosh darn high. But I'll keep tabs on it. We'll watch it as it goes forward. Thank you to the Lunduke Journal subscribers for making it possible to do what I do. Go to lunduke.com, click on some things, subscribe to some things. It's great. If you pick up a lifetime subscription, you can be optionally added to the lifetime wall of shame. This is wall one, wall two, wall three, and wall four, with a couple of updates coming here later this week, along with wall number five.